Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
A little bit of a hitch here.
Yeah.
The introduction didn't go on. And we're on the air.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones, sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now, let me ask you a question. Would you like to learn how to lose 20 pounds in 1 year without exercising? Yes, you heard me, without exercising. Now, let me ask you another question. Would you like to learn the number one thing you need to do in order to lose weight? Tell me, have you ever wanted to know how to stop joint pain? Or can you imagine giving up your artificial sweeteners? I know, that's a hard one. Do you know what a protein shake actually does for you? Tell me, when was the last time you heard about eating from broccoli and you weren't speaking to your mother? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you've been looking for? Now, are you ready to learn while you earn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today I will be introducing you to a guest who is a success coach extraordinaire. She will provide us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons and some great advice. Before I introduce her, I'd love to invite you to call in if you have any questions. The call-in number for this show is 818- 431-8506. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my guest today before we go on. My guest received her training as a health coach from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, where she studied over 100 dietary theories and a variety of practical lifestyle coaching methods with some of the world's top health and wellness experts. Drawing on this knowledge, she helps her clients create a completely personalized roadmap to health that suits their unique body, lifestyle, preferences, and goals. No one diet is right for everyone. How well I know that. Our guest practices a holistic approach to health and wellness. That means she can look at how all areas of your life are connected. Her approach is not to dwell on calories, carbs, fats, proteins. It is not to create lists of restrictions or good or bad foods. Instead, she helps those to create a healthy, happy life in a way that is flexible, fun, and rewarding to help them make lifestyle changes that produce real and lasting results. Our coach is a board-certified and accredited member of the American Association of Drugless Practitioners. She specializes in working with children and adults with type 2 diabetes, acne, hypertension, overweight challenges, and she has created a fall and spring detoxification program. She is also a speaker, voiceover artist, future author, and will be launching her own radio show soon right here on Blog Talk Radio. My guest is a married mother of three and resides in northern New Jersey. I am so pleased to welcome to the show today Jessie Blair Myrie. Hi, Jessie. How are you?
Hi, January. Thank you so much for that introduction.
Oh, I've been looking forward to having you on the show, and I've been going to your website and researching your work. Tell me, as a child, did you have weight issues?
I did not have weight issues as a child. I was one of those children where I was the total opposite.
Uh-huh.
And so people who have a problem of getting it off, I know exactly how to get it off.
Okay.
My problem was keeping it on. I was very, very hyperactive, very active every day. There was always something for me to do. So I was
uh-huh.
not an overweight child at all. But I can definitely tell you how to get it off in the blink of an eye.
Okay. Now, our first hypothetical question, how do you go about losing 20 pounds in 1 year, and 20 pounds is a lot of weight, without exercising?
It is a lot of weight if you want to look at it from a person's perspective of not having been able to do maybe even 5 pounds a year successfully.
Right,
but
right.
The first thing you have to do basically is change your mindset. This is something that you need to believe that's going to happen. The first thing
uh-huh.
you tell yourself, and this is what I'm going to do. Don't start off with the New Year's resolutions. Those easily fade in week two of the
mm-hmm.
new year. We have a tendency to kind of try to wait until the appointed time or the appropriate time, and it's never the right time. Now
yeah.
is the right time.
Mm-hmm.
So just get that in your mindset, first of all. And then easily just knock off the sugar. I tell people all the time, it's not a big secret. It's something that people just don't understand. And
uh-huh.
they think that it's all about the sugar that they add to their drinks and their foods, perhaps, you know.
Uh-huh.
That is one factor. But it's all of the other foods that we eat that turn to sugar,
okay.
the carbohydrates. So
mm-hmm.
the easiest and simplest way to knock off the 20 pounds
mm-hmm.
in 1 year, I would say, is eliminate the sugar. Get rid of it. If you're
okay.
a soda drinker, just by eliminating the soda and
uh-huh.
say, you know what, this is what I'm going to do. And if you count the amount of grams per serving of a can
uh-huh.
of soda, a 12-ounce can of soda, there are over 8 teaspoons in that one can of soda if you want to equate it. And that's a lot.
Yeah.
Put in one serving. And, you know, people are popping this now that it's, you know, summertime, at least where I am. It's summertime, and people, quote-unquote, like to cool themselves off with, you know, these cold drinks. And they contain a lot of sugar. And just knock that off, and you can lose up to 20 pounds in 1 year without even exercising. Just
okay.
knock off the sugar.
I'm a former sugarholic myself, and when we come back after hearing from our sponsor, I want to share with my listeners your website information. Also, when we come back, Jessie, let's talk about things you can use to substitute for sugar that will help you get through the day. We'll be right back
All right.
with Jessie Blair Myrie.
Great.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes. when it comes to Successimo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. Successimo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you, receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at Successimo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do. And the good news is that Successimo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of Successimo.com, you need to think learn while you earn, and always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
This is January Jones welcoming you back with Jessie Blair-Myrie, our nutritionist and expert today, sharing with us some healthy tips on how to lose weight. Jessie, could you first share with my listeners your website information?
Sure thing. It is pureandholyliving.com. The holy is spelled W-H-O-L-L-Y, of course, for being your whole body. So pureandholyliving.com.
Okay, and also I noticed you had another one called gobeyondhealthynow.com.
You can definitely go there if you want more information about some other things that I'd be speaking of probably within this interview, so I don't want to jump the gun, but definitely if anyone is interested in healthy foods and the way it was intended for us to eat naturally, uh-huh, they can definitely go there and get more information. So, yes, gobeyondhealthynow.com.
Okay.
Is another
wonderful
one.
And let's go back to talking about sugar. What do you recommend people do who have a sugar craving, want to give it up, but would still like to have something sweet occasionally?
Occasionally, it's never, never a problem. The problem is when we kind of overdo it. We'll, you know, maybe go for that donut and coffee at Dunkin' Donuts, and, you know, we'll go for the bagel and cream cheese. Or it's what we eat. So basically, if they wanted a piece of chocolate every now and then, that's okay. And, of course, dark chocolate is the best. That's the only one I would recommend. And so you can have some sweet on occasions. No one is saying that you should not have any at all. It definitely should be consumed in moderation. But if you wanted to sweeten, let's say, a natural iced tea, make it yourself. You know, boil a couple of herbal tea bags in filtered water, or and you know, add some raw honey to it, or agave nectar, organic agave nectar. And don't overdo it because it's still, you know, sugar, but yeah, these are ways that people can actually kind of fill up their little sweet cravings without feeling guilty about it.
What are your thoughts about things like stevia?
Stevia is definitely good. Of course, again, in moderation, yes, you can. There are different types of stevia, though. The green liquid one is probably the best. And, you know, there are so many different discussions and debates on stevia, but, yes, definitely stevia is something I would recommend it as well.
Okay, and now let's change the topic. What do you recommend for people who have joint pain? Do you have any tips for how to stop joint pain?
Most definitely. There are a lot of people that I've encountered who, you know, you'll see them walking kind of gingerly or, you know, climbing the steps very carefully. And the majority of the time, January, is because of weight issues. If they don't have a weight issue, they may have arthritis. And so it's either one of the two, a combination of both. You know, the first thing they need to do, if they're, in, you know, consuming any caffeine, eliminate all caffeine.
Okay.
What caffeine does is it dehydrates you.
Uh-huh.
And contrary to popular belief, it zaps the energy out of you. It doesn't give you energy because it works in your adrenal glands. And if you're fatigued all the time, if you're, you know, you're much more or less likely to be active if you're always tired, which leads to a sedentary lifestyle, you know, hence the source of aches and pains. So eliminate the caffeine and try to get off the weight. Again, one of the tips for getting the weight off is eliminating sugar.
Uh-huh.
So do these two things, and it will help on increasing your activity level, which will result in less joint pain.
Now, what about water? How much water do you feel that someone should drink every day?
Well, every individual, it varies based on your activity and your lifestyle. But the rule of thumb is half of your weight in ounces. So if
okay.
you weigh 150 pounds, you should be consuming 75 ounces of water per day. If you're more active, you should be consuming more.
Okay. And that is so important to stay hydrated, especially during the summer with the warm weather and all the different activities. Now, I have enjoyed recently drinking protein shakes just to get an energy surge. What are your thoughts about protein shakes?
Well, I'd love to talk to people about this. You know, we need to rethink the protein shake phenomena that's going on, especially with these young athletes. I mean, they're popping these protein shakes like Tic Tacs, you know, so to speak. We've got to be very careful with the type of protein that we're consuming. If you're just looking for energy, you can get protein from foods. You don't always have to, you know, pop in, you know, the protein and add all those type of fillers to your drinks. But I would recommend definitely that you can build up your protein intake just by consuming more CLA, which is conjugated linoleic acid. And what CLA does, it actually helps aid in building true muscle. And for us ladies who are looking for, you know, that added look to our arms, you know, when you kind of lift your arms, you raise your arms in like an I Am Mighty type of pose, you see the chicken arms hanging, that's what we need. We need more CLA. And not only that, January, it works on our arms, it works on our abs, and it works on our derrieres, and that's good to know. So you can get your protein from foods, definitely. I would not always say, you know, if you're looking for more energy, to go out and buy all this protein powder and add it to your drinks.
Yeah.
That, but you can definitely get protein from other sources, and
okay.
I
and
have all of this information.
And
right,
so
sorry.
It's so important to have protein for your body. Now, when we're going to hear another word from a sponsor, and when we come back, briefly, we'll go over your 10 tips to a healthy life. I think we've already talked about some of them, but I'd like to hear the rest of them.
Yes.
We'll be right back
okay.
with Jessie Blair Myrie.
Lately, there's been a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about, why they whine, and most importantly, how to stop them from whining. The 11th Commandment deals with all of the complaints and causes, and there are over 100 plus cures for whining with humor and hope in this edition. This is the perfect gift to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. It'll make you laugh at yourself and others. John Curtis, a distinguished author, reminds us that it is the perfect gift for anyone who wants to be healthy and happy with humor, honey, and hope, and for people who are just hopeless. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com and at the Successimo.com Coaches Bookstore. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. As Sally Shields, best-selling author, states, January Jones gets to the core of the matter with her quick-witted tips and cures that cut to the chase and will put any seasoned whiner to shame. So get reading and stop whining and start winning with Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment.
This is January Jones welcoming you back with my guest, Jesse Blair-Mayee. Now, Jesse, I want to talk about the 10 tips to a healthy life. But before we talk about that, let's just have a few comments about yogurt, healthy yogurt.
Sure. Yogurt is wonderful for you. This is something that, all the buzz is about the Greek yogurt now. And, you know, the one that's expensive, you know, the 5 ounces that you get in your local supermarket or your local health food store. And, you know, even the well-known doctors are talking about it. But what yogurt is all about, it's all in the bacteria.
Okay.
And we're talking about the good ones, of course, because you do have good and you have bad. The antibiotics and you have the probiotics. And the probiotics, obviously, are the good bacteria. It's a friendly flora, basically, and substances such as the antibiotics and caffeine destroy this flora. So we need to take a probiotic, and if you've ever had an antibiotic, you definitely need this. And it can be taken in the form of a pill. There are many companies out there that, you know, offer the good probiotics in pill form, such as Garden of Life. But you can also get this from other health foods. And I just read an article a few weeks ago titled Probiotics, Don't Leave Home Without Them. And I have the link, and anyone can email me for the link. But the good thing about probiotics is that you'll find them in foods as well, not just yogurt. So it's mostly cultured foods, like how they ate years ago, such as sauerkraut, you know, things of that nature. You can make your own.
Okay.
So these are things that is definitely necessary for us to consume, because especially if you've had an antibiotic, you need a probiotic. We need the good bacteria to help with us in our digestion as well. There are a lot of people that I know who have a lot of digestive issues.
Sure. Now, we don't have much time, but on the top 10 tips, we talked about water, we've talked about sugar. Any other things you might want to add before we end?
Sure. We can talk about, you know, something. We can go back to the protein. We talked about protein as well and exercising. Mm-hmm. Exercising is one of the top 10 tips to a healthy life. Like I said before, I never had a problem with overweight, and it's because I was always moving. I find that a lot of people find it challenging to get up, drive to the gym. You know, they find it painful, especially the fall and winter is coming up. They may find it a little bit harder to make it out. And so they buy these treadmills, these home gyms and everything, and it sits in the corner, collects dust.
Uh-huh.
You've got to find something that you love to do. When I was younger, even now, I mean, when I was younger, I used to do a lot of activities, to jump rope, play handball, ride my bike, things like this. Now, as adults, maybe dancing, rebounding, you know, something that's so not so monotonous, not so ritualistic. Find something that you love to do and do it.
Okay. Exercise should not be a... Exercise should not be a chore. It should be something that's joyful.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we find it that it's too difficult to do, so our best option, we believe, is just not to do it.
Okay.
I'd like to just touch on something that I think is important for your listeners to understand based on what the industry is doing with our cows and our meats for those who are not vegan or vegetarians and eat meat. And a lot of people I know have cut out beef altogether only because they say for health reasons. Well, the reason is, and of course, you know, based on my studies and my schooling, I know that not all meat or all types of protein are necessarily always good for all types of blood types. And that's another thing, and people can email me or call me, but one thing is the difference, I'll just like to point out, and I'll recommend this book as well, A1 casein and A2 casein. And what it is and the Weston A. Price Foundation is very instrumental in this as well, but the most important ingredient in milk starts with the cow. Cows spend their lifetime in feedlots, and this is not how God intended for the cows to live. They were intended to be in the pasture. And this great book I mentioned before, The Devil in the Milk by Keith B. Woodford, he talks about this A2 casein that varies in cows according to their genetic makeup. So the A1 casein is what you'll mostly find in the milk on store shelves right now. It's a common culprit for a number of symptoms such as muscle pains and fatigue and digestive issues and headaches. But what we need to be consuming is the A2 casein, which is, you know, the protein from the cows that we need to digest. So,
well, just, you know, just
basically combat or reverse.
We've just run out of time, but I would love to have you come back and do an entire show on milk because I think that is such a big topic, and I'd love to have you back on the show, and I'm looking forward to when your show launches with Blog Talk Radio. So keep us posted, and we will have you back soon.
Definitely, definitely, and thank you so much, Jerry. I think I can have you on my show, and I'd love to have you as a guest on my show as well.
Okay. You can count on it. I'd love to do it. For my listeners, my guest next week will be Denise Messenger, and she will be an astounding, and she will amaze and amuse you. You will enjoy her show. All of our interviews are on with constant streaming 24/7 at Blog Talk Radio. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. If you're interested in checking out Successimo, go to www.successimo.com. I would love to mentor you and help you get started so you can learn, earn, and return as you play it upward. So for now, my dear listeners, I want you all to stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing Successimo with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then you can start eating chocolate. Lots and lots of dark chocolate in moderation. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest, Jesse Blair Myrie. And this is January Jones thanking you, listeners, for joining me on my journey today and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
Thank you, January.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing Successimo stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own Successimo story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others, and that will equate to creating cash for your future. Your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you learn while you earn with us and January Jones sharing Successimo stories.